this is the second year of the festival. What did you guys learn from the first year? And also, just to start, like, what is it?
So Tamasha is a festival of South Asian performing arts. And basically what that means is that we get together South Asian artists from across disciplines. So we have dance, we have music, we have theater, we have spoken word, we have stand-up comedy. And so all these artists come together for a week for different shows. And we're pretty much the only festival like that, definitely the only festival like that for emerging South Asian artists and new South Asian voices. So that's Tamasha. And last year, we were part of a festival. We had helped start a festival called SIPAF, and the South Asian International Performing Arts Festival. And we were we started that festival, but that festival went in a sort of different direction, wanted to do more sort of established artists from India itself or South Asia. But we wanted to stay focused on emerging South Asian American, the diaspora voice, and still include some, international artists as well. But we wanted to keep the festival a little bit more eclectic and a little more loose form.
Okay.
So this is our second year, and we are rebranding it as Tamasha, which is a Hindi word and also a Persian word that basically means a grand show, and also has a modern connotation of being really noisy, making a lot of noise, basically.
So what makes South Asian voices different in the arts?
I guess a major difference is it's a less heard voice in the arts, for sure. Alan Yang has now given that famous Emmy speech that we will be quoting, when he said that there are 17 million American Asian Americans, we don't really have our stories represented as much as other communities. We're trying to be part of a movement that changes that and moves the conversation forward on Asian American and in our case specifically South Asian American stories. So we have a real range of shows that South Asian artists are producing and making that go beyond the sort of like identity play or the exotic kind of take on otherness of people. So it's really a range of voices, and really showing that South Asian voices are really diverse and we're not a monolithic group of artists.
So how hard is it for you to kind of like manage all of these people? You've got like 50 different artists. So how difficult is that?
It's a challenge. You begin a festival with this sort of really lofty ambition of we're going to do something great and it's going to be this great platform. And then when you actually start working on a festival, the nitty gritty of it, it can feel really overwhelming. And we ask ourselves, why did we take this on exactly? And then the question is easy to answer, at least. And that's great. But the desire to come to do this festival really comes from a place of, we really want to provide this platform, and this platform didn't exist for us, me and Shubhra Prakash, who is the festival co-chair, when we started our career, 10, 11 years ago in theater. We didn't have a place. We had to grapple with a lot of different, things of submitting to festivals or making shows and trying to find a place for our voice. So it's great that we're able to provide this for emerging artists.
Okay, speaking of theater, what's the Hypocrite Theater Ensemble, and how does it play a role in all of this?
So Hypocrite Theater Company is Shubhra and my company, which we started 2 years ago, and we do a lot. I mean, the festival is one of the things we do. We mostly put on, produce, and direct and create shows, and we started with Romeo and Juliet at the Access Theater, done with the Bollywood aesthetic.
I love it.
And then this year, that was our first show. And then this year we did a show at Planet Connections called How to Succeed as an Ethnically Ambiguous Actor, a solo show. Then we had a solo show, a solo musical at NIMF called Ada, Questions for My Father, about a young Egyptian-American woman.
Is it busy?
That one won Best book and best individual performance at NIMH.
Wow.
And then this year at the festival itself, Shibra is going to be premiering her play, which is a play she's written about actually a German refugee who came to India after World War II. And fell in love with Indian classical music. So that's, you know, we're doing, she's doing a show at the festival. And then in the fall, we are putting together Devdas and Chokhirvali in repertory, which is two Indian classics. And we're doing one as a ballet and one as a Greek tragedy. So we have a full year, a sure. really packed, no sleep 2016.
All right, so bottom line, why should someone come to Tamasha? Why should they check it out? Like, if you had to give us that elevator pitch, what would it be?
I think that if people want to see great theater, you know, at the Paradise Factory Festival, you know, just ground, boots to the ground theater, all about the story and the script, and they should definitely check out Tamasha, and it's going to be stories that are going to be some unfamiliar to them and then some really familiar to them, because a lot of our stories talk about universal themes but come from South Asian American storytellers.
Great. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about the festival that we haven't touched base on yet?
No, we have our opening night party at Madison Square Tavern on Saturday. It's only a $10 cover to get to the party. It's on our website as well, but that party has previews from a bunch of performances. We have like a step and repeat, and you know, it would be a really great place for someone to just come and see. And I think they'll have a really good time at the party as well. It's going to put top 40 in Bollywood music. So you can find out about the festival. You can party and dance and have some drink specials, and it's a good time on Saturday.